I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we flow into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. An interesting thing that is occurring right now is that with the legalization of marijuana in the United States in certain areas like Washington and Colorado, the Mexican drug cartels are moving out of the marijuana business. And this is it's causing a big hit on profitability of illegal marijuana commerce. In the last 5 years, the price has dropped 75%. And that business model is becoming increasingly unsustainable. Rodrigo Silla, 50 years old, a lifelong cannabis farmer who said he couldn't remember the last time his family and others in their tiny little hamlet in Mexico gave up growing mota. Says it's not worth it anymore. I wish the Americans would stop with this legalization. The cartels are going to be moving to heroin and meth and drugs that, happily for the drug cartels, are still very illegal in the U.S. and elsewhere. There's no sign of that changing in the foreseeable future, so Attorney General Holder's Department of Justice need not worry about their favorite gun customers running out of money. The point to this is that marijuana legalization is very bad news for those who make their money meeting the rapidly disappearing illegal demand. Conversely, if you have a formerly legal product that becomes banned or even merely so heavily regulated that it might as well be banned, that opens up brand new money-making opportunities for those who profit over the rule of law. This should give pause to anybody out there who advocates ever more oppressive regulation of guns. Now, again, the Mexican drug cartels provide a prime example. Mexico's gun laws, far more restrictive than even the most optimistic anti-gun group in the U.S. would ever dare advocate publicly, have done nothing to stem the massive carnage in that unhappy country. They have made gun trafficking in Mexico a nice, lucrative side business to drug trafficking out of Mexico, while at the same time ensuring it does away with the supply of legal guns, even though they can't. In Mexico, you can't own anything that's ever been of a military caliber, which is just about everything, except the .380, and that's not going to hold up against any rifle whatsoever. So the legal guns available to them against the narco-terrorists are few. And that's why with the militia groups that have sprung up in Mexico, they're using all the illegal guns they're not allowed to have, because that's the only way they can fight them, and they are being very successful with this, like in Nigeria. The greater the successes of those who advocate more onerous regulation of firearms in the U.S., the more like Mexico's they manage to make our gun laws, the more they will benefit criminal organizations that are more than willing to kill to protect their profitable markets. We don't have big gun running in the United States. We don't have it, unless the ATF is doing it. They do big gun running. But it's not a profitable business to get into. I'm sure there's some, you know, I know guys in New York and Chicago. I know the criminal element. There's guys riding around with a trunk that might have 6-7 weapons in it, and they sell them and they go get 6 or 7 more. You know, that is not gun running of the scale that happens in Mexico. Gun running over there is crates of weapons in a truck. Gun running here, apparently, with, you know, 2,500 weapons, that's crates of weapons in a truck. The greater the success they are at it, the more it happens every time. The prohibition, you know, when the nanny state decreed that we shouldn't drink alcohol, that was trying to regulate a behavior. And the people that wanted to drink alcohol, they drank alcohol. They just went where it was. It was more expensive. It was run by crime. They had to create a whole brand new division of law enforcement to try to combat it. And apparently that's the only time they have ever gotten out there and said to anyone out there, you know, we can't regulate a behavior, so we better repeal this because this isn't working out. Mike Bloomberg sort of stays out of the limelight right now, primarily because he has Shannon Watts to stick out there because he thinks she's so stunningly photogenic. But recently he was on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer, and he introduced a new term regarding background checks and also suggested that gun control by any other name is not gun control. 3.5 minutes into the interview, he told Schieffer, "We've got to make sure that the congressmen understand the vast bulk of Americans want them to vote for sensible gun regulation, not control, not banning, just regulation." Now, this is him splitting hairs. He's just trying to redefine a semantic makeup of a conversation. And, you know, it's not going to work with us. Now, it's going to work with the low-info voter. Because he's saying, we're not out there for banning them. We just think there should be a few more things to control them. Now, Bloomberg has infused $50 million into the so-called grassroots effort to push for more gun control and support political candidates who support more restrictive gun control. It is the third or fourth rebranding of what he's trying to do. You know, we had the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Even the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense, although I know they still do things because they've still got the T-shirts and the signs. They're every town. So, sensible gun regulation translates to gun control. The fact that he tried to separate the terms should not be surprising to anyone. He also introduced a new term for the background check scheme. Instead of universal, such checks are now reasonable. Now, there's a lot of people that would ask you, especially concerning background checks, they're going to say, well, Bill, you don't want criminals to be able to buy a gun, do you? Shouldn't a gun seller know if he's selling it to a criminal? That's a double-edged sword. One, the criminal probably isn't going to go into a gun shop to buy a gun because he's not looking for any particular kind of gun. He just wants a bullet launcher. If you look at the kind of guns some criminals carry, they're not out there. They're not pulling their guns out of the pages of Recoil magazine. They're just looking for something with a barrel, a trigger, and a way to feed ammunition. That's all they're looking for. Bloomberg is not the only anti-gunner to play the semantics game. This is nothing new where they try to take the language and redefine it. But don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. If Bloomberg's talking about guns, rest assured that Bloomberg doesn't want you to have guns. Because they'll say they're looking for one thing, but what they actually advocate is for something else altogether. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the things that people say about, well, first of all, the advocates of more gun control, they claim to be motivated by this desire to reduce violence. But very often they measure the usefulness of guns by the frequency in which they are used to shoot and kill someone justifiably. They seem to really believe that a gun not used to kill people is useless. And then you get this dubiously derived statistic cited in News Medical that a gun in the home is 12 times more likely to result in the death of a household member or visitor than an intruder. If that were actually the case,
We would, well, you know, our gun violence rate would be so much higher, and it would be going up because gun ownership has exploded. Yeah. Let's assume, though, just for the moment, that that statistic is true. Because we're going to use it to gauge the cost versus benefit of gun ownership, and which would require the death of an intruder be the only possible positive outcome for the gun owner. First of all, that's not true. It's not even true that the intruder's death is the best of several positive possible outcomes. In reality, of course, the best outcome in the eyes of anyone who would much prefer to avoid violence, which is the vast majority of gun owners, is one in which no violence is necessary. And that is often the case when a home invader and would-be assailant realizes that his intended victim is better equipped to defend himself than he guessed in the first place. Now, Amanda Marquette, I talked about her, Marcotte, excuse me, she wrote about, she wrote for the Raw story. Actually, Half-Baked story would be more accurate. That measures the usefulness of guns the same way in an article she wrote, Guns, So Many People Obsessing Over a Tool, So Few Will Ever Use. She continues that theme with the caption under the accompanying photo of pistol and ammunition, loud, expensive, useless. So the gist of her point is this, guns are a tool. It is the mantra of gun lovers, but in order for a thing to be a tool, you need to use it. The problem is that the function of a gun is to kill people. Unfortunately, for gun nuts, murder is illegal. The only, in theory, anyway legal reason to kill someone is self-defense. Now, what she's saying is that, in her mind's eye, it is never legal to kill somebody in self-defense. That's interesting in of itself. But, she adds, realistically speaking, the opportunity for self-defense simply doesn't come up that often. She waxes even more contemptuous of those who buy more than one gun, concluding that they have been bamboozled by the gun industry into thinking that they cannot do enough killing with only one gun and thus need more. Even dumber are the people who are the majority of gun owners now that the industry has bamboozled into buying multiple guns. The odds of firing one into a live human being are low. The odds of using every gun you own that are that way are basically non-existent. Now, again, for the only way to make this, to have this make any sense for you, you have to be able to believe that the only way to derive value from gun ownership is to be shooting people. With every gun you own, by the way. If it's only one person and you've got 10 guns, you've got to shoot them with 10 different guns. This bloody-minded sociopathic attitude says a great deal more about her than it does about gun nuts, as she refers to the hundreds of millions of us that there are out there. Or 100 million plus of us, excuse me. What she's not getting is that a person carrying a gun in a holster or using the gun and deriving benefit from its use, with every minute of peace of mind that comes with knowing that one is equipped to defend oneself when you do that. A firearm near the bed is being used to good effect with every moment of restful sleep made possible by the knowledge that a home invader is not going to find a house full of defenseless victims. An AR-15 in the gun safe is being used by its owner as he knows that a government bent on tyranny will have to somehow deal with him and millions of others equipped with life and liberty pursuing firepower. She takes the guns as sexual equipment substitute even further than most other zealots. She might be better served looking for a substitute for intellect and morality, and I wish her the best of luck pursuing that. You see, the guns that we own, folks, the guns that you're carrying right now are useless unless you're shooting somebody with them. I carry a gun in the hopes that I don't have to shoot somebody with one. That's what I love about these gun grabbers. They don't take time to do a thorough examination about what they're writing about. Monday of this week, in the House, the Republicans have rolled in on the Obama administration as they look into the stringent scrutiny of industries it considers high risk, saying legislation may be needed to rein in a regulation regime that has targeted gun retailers who complain that federal action is limiting their access to the banks and squeezing them out of business. Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer, as the Missouri Republican and Vice Chairman of the House Committee on Small Business, noted that the FDIC has directed banks to apply extra scrutiny to high-risk businesses such as gun sellers, porn shops, and drug paraphernalia stores that use payment processors such as PayPal for credit card transactions. Correctfully so, Mr. Lutkemeyer points out, if regulators continue down this path, of picking entire industries rather than an individual bad actor, everything's on the table. That's the problem. You go after the criminals, you don't go after everybody to try to get the criminals. It's like the NSA metadata gathering scheme. Mr. Lutkemeyer has pressed the Justice Department and the FDIC to allow some banks to serve legitimate business on the high-risk list. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the ranking Republican on the Senate Committee on the Judiciary, compared the Obama administration's close monitoring of legal industries such as gun manufacturing to its loose enforcement of drug laws, particularly in Washington State and Colorado, both of which have legalized the recreational use of pot. He stated, apparently the Obama administration sees businesses that serve Americans who exercise their Second Amendment rights as high risk, but not businesses that violate federal law by selling marijuana. His banking regulators turn a blind eye to those businesses because a few state laws allow the recreational use of marijuana, but then they try to force legitimate businesses out of business through regulatory intimidation. This reeks of hypocrisy and undermines the rule of law. And, of course, a key part of all of this is choke point, which is a credit card fraud probe, as they characterize it. And, you know, we're never going to know how much the banks look at that when they come in and roll in and say that about the high risk, how much they fight that. We're never going to know that. But we'll continue this when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk of Mike Hammond, Legislative Counsel to Gun Owners of America, he's asking the question right now, why are all of these U.S. federal alphabet agencies arming themselves? And this is a valid question. Why does the Department of Agriculture need submachine guns and body armor? It's actually making some people, and Mike Hammond, I've had him on the show. Mike is not a guy that muses out loud ridiculous things. But he suspects the federal government is anticipating and preparing for confrontation with American citizens. Going out and buying new guns is not going to make that any easier for them, though. I hope they understand that. And he's wondering out loud if President Obama isn't thinking a little bit about a dictatorship. This is the guy that, you know, has said out loud it would be easier to be the president of China. Rhetorically, Hammond asks, what are the characteristics of a dictatorship? An individual who is not bound by the law, but by his own desires and his own goals. And this may be where we are now, which sort of makes sense if you think about it in a really cynical sort of way. Now, we've had the stockpile myth where they put out feelers to try to buy 2.6 billion rounds of ammunition, which they don't have. They do have a lot of ammo. Don't kid yourself. I think the Department of Homeland Security maintains a stockpile of over 200 million rounds at any given time. In 2013, Forbes quoted a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security who told Congress the agency is not stockpiling ammunition and buys in bulk to save money, which a lot of people do. I do that. I just don't buy in that kind of bulk. Still, Mike wonders if the USDA closely watched the Clive and Bundy confrontation when armed American citizens faced off against the Bureau of Land Management agents in Nevada in past weeks. He also pointed out it doesn't make any sense for the financially strapped U.S. Postal Service and the Social Security Administration to buy hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammo. The Washington Times noted that purchase. The newspaper also noted DHS has requested 450 million more rounds of ammunition, and the FBI has requested 100 million rounds. Whatever they're doing, don't worry about it. Now, the first question I have about the Department of Agriculture is, what are they replacing with these submachine guns? What gun are they replacing if they've always had machine guns? I mean, if they've always had them, what do they have? And where do they go? What have they done with those that they're trying to replace? And what they're trying to replace it with is a Smith & Wesson submachine gun chambered in .40 caliber. Which sort of makes sense because they do have a lot of .40 caliber ammo that they can borrow here and there. But what are they replacing? We'll find out as time goes on. The smart gun. Now, one question I've heard nobody pose about the smart gun and the push for smart gun technology is this: here's the question. Is the Second Amendment a barrier to the smart gun being adopted? But let's go to the phones real quick. Art, yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Talking about this Department of Agriculture deal here. Back in Georgia, where I'm from, I know a couple guys that work for the DOA, and they don't carry guns. They go out to the dairy farms, and they inspect and make sure that, you know, they're doing their cleanup and their sanitation and everything is up to snuff, you know, according to regulations. And this is what they do. They go out, they check, make sure, and they go to places like Pilgrim's Pride, ConAgra that process foods, and they check the facilities, make sure they're sterile, make sure they're following procedure. But none of them carry guns. I know these guys. I grew up with them. Well, I grew up in a farming community, so of course you get to know these guys.
Right.
And you know, when we first heard about these, you know, this, you know, requisition for, you know, over 100,000 40 caliber submachine guns, first thing popped in my mind was all of these requisitions, and this is not saying that they already purchased them. It means they filled out the forms to acquisition the ammo. That's what they did. Now, they've been, over time, buying it. What it means when they do this, and I've seen this happen, is they put in a contract for a big number of whatever it is. In this case, it's ammo. And it takes place over a period of time as the ammo becomes available.
Right.
They get a shipment until they finally get the full order. It could
they
take
just lock in the price when they do that.
Right. And it could take several years to accumulate all of that ammo. But we have to ask the question. And I've heard only one RBN host has brought this up, and he was very passive about it. Doesn't mean that they're, you know, intending to use these submachine guns on the American people, but you can't help but wonder, knowing that they put in the application, 2 years ago for 450 million rounds of any 40 caliber hollow points, which are banned on the battlefield. And now they're arming themselves, or attempting to arm themselves, with 40 caliber submachine guns. Who are they arming up to go in, you know, who are they arming up for? Are they arming up for Al-Qaeda on the farm?
Well, or see, here's a question they I would have up on this, Art, with Mike. Mike's musing is that he thinks the Department of Agriculture noticed what happened in Nevada, okay?
That's and where I was going.
What happened in Nevada is you had a bunch of guys with aircraft, with canines showing up with true assault rifles to collect on a bill. Now, the only reason that the Department of Agriculture would be wanting to, and I'm not even entirely sure that modernization of their weaponry is the way to go to do this, but the only reason to do that is if they have any expectation of going to somebody and drawing a weapon on them to make sure the lettuce complies.
Yeah.
And if that's what, you know, we've seen them go in there and try to regulate raw milk and get kicked out of the county by the sheriff's department.
Yep.
Maybe they're gearing up against the sheriff's departments or something. I don't know.
Yeah, look what happened with Whole Foods. Look what happened with Mark, what's his name, Mark Baker at Baker's Green Acres. This is happening all across the country. And we know for a fact that they've, you know, there's the SB 510, which makes it illegal for me to have my 1,600 square foot garden out here. It makes it illegal for me to have these rabbits that I breed for food. It makes it illegal for me to have these chickens that I have out here to produce food for me. They're not arming up in expectations of having to deal with Al-Qaeda on the farm here. They're worried that, because look what, and I'm sure that a lot of this is going to reflect back to what happened at the Bundy Ranch. They'll use this as the excuse of, see, this is why we need these weapons. Because these radicals, and that's what the argument that they're going to use. I can see this coming already. The thing is, we have to be diligent that when they start this argument, we need to be ready to counter by saying, look, had they not showed up at the Bundy Ranch or at Mark Baker's place or at call it whichever place you want to use as a reference, had they not shown up and done what they'd done, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. And there wouldn't be a need for all of this. And make sure that we put the truth out there to the people of what this is really about. This is about land grabbing, profit making, and surrendering our sovereignty to a dictatorial, tyrannical power. That's what this is about. Total, as you say, total control.
Yeah. I think it is completely unreasonable to think, like in the case of Waco, okay, they showed up at Waco. Anybody with any sense about them understood that they didn't have to do what they did at Waco at the outset. And what they did was they decided to do a little military-style assault. Mm-hmm. On the compound route. You hang on through the break. Hang on through the break. I'll finish up when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Back to the phones with Art. What I was about to say, When a government agency makes a full-out assault on an entire compound to get one guy, I think they should probably have a reasonable expectation they're going to meet resistance over that. And that's the overall problem with the way some of these Fed agencies are doing things as we track them. They go way overboard when you're looking for one guy. I mean, Cliven Bundy was the guy they were looking for. Why did it take 200 agents armed with aircraft to go after him? Why did it take almost the entirety of that particular portion of the ATF in Waco? If they're concerned about things, they could go back to, you know, just walking up to the door saying, "Hello, Mr. Koresh, we have a warrant for your arrest. Turn around and put your hands behind your back, please." And we left the ladders at home.
Yeah, well, let's not forget when it comes to Waco that it wasn't just the ATF that went into Waco. They were accompanied by National Guardsmen, too, which is direct violation of Fossa Comitatus. But, you know, we go back to the Declaration of Independence where it states very clearly that all men are created equal, endowed with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and property. And there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people like myself all across this country. We don't have jobs. We take whatever we can get here and there to try to help get us through from day to day. and we rely on our gardens and our animals for our food. And to come out here and tell us that we don't have the right to produce our own food puts our life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness, in jeopardy. And thus, we have a right to defend that. So,
for sure. I mean, what business isn't of theirs how you eat anyway?
Right. So,
as long as you're not
warning,
snatching people off the street, like as long as you don't go Jeffrey Dahmer on somebody, what business is it of theirs? If you're
absolutely
not stealing, what business is it of theirs?
Right. Well, you know, they like to use the excuse like they did with the chicken man down there in Georgia, that because he had his own chickens and because he was raising the grains in his backyard to feed his chickens, he was interfering with commerce. Well, here's fair warning for you guys, you government agents out there. I only speak for myself, but I feel pretty certain that there's a lot of folks out there feel the same way I do. If you show up trying to take away our ability to feed ourselves and our families, you might want to bring a few of those .40 caliber submachine guns with you.
Because why don't they do that in Alaska, do you think?
I don't know.
You know, in Alaska, they have sustenance hunting. And you do have to buy a permit and everything, but there's lots of people that raise things out there besides, you know, I imagine a steady diet of moose can get a little tiring from time to time, but I'm sure they look for roughage and all this other stuff, but I've often wondered about that. Thanks, Art. Listen, I got another caller that I'd like to get in before the end of the show. Thank you very much for calling in, and stay safe.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Let's go to John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Listen, and this is just a crazy wild theory here. I'm just going to float it. And what if the ammo and guns are not really for the Department of Agriculture?
Well, who would they be for if they're not for them? That's your supposition.
It's that it would be a pass-through. And who knows? I mean, maybe they got another Fast and Furious thing. Maybe they are going to have these weapons to supply other organizations somewhere else in the world. I mean, like I said, it's just a theory. It was a thought that just ran across my mind.
A subgun, which is basically a pistol round fired out of a longer barrel, is that's good for up close. But when you get out in the open, that's not what I want to be my primary means of self-defense.
No, I understand. I understand, but, you know, different battle situations call for different type of battle armament.
Sure. And they're smaller and they're shorter, so you can maneuver around in a building better. So, that's the problem I have with it. What kind of maneuvering in a building would the USDA have? That is, given this government and the way they do things, and has got to be a possibility that they are doing it for that reason.
It's just a thought. I mean, you know, and then the ammunition comes in and they have some fake, you know, training and this and that and all this and Dr. LeBrooks, and or, you know, it passes through to another agency in an interdepartmental or interagency faster.
Right.
And it's just a thought I had, Bill. I used to kind of trundle around in that world, and you know, see how things get handled sometimes.
For whatever reason, the gun that they seem to choose to run, and this is both the CIA and the ATF, is the AK, which is completely beyond me.
Well,
because the AK-47, albeit a very good battle rifle, no doubt about that, nobody issues it. It's Army surplus.
That's why. I mean, think about it for a minute. If you're in clandestine operations and you're picking up AKs that are surplus AKs and you're working with indigenous folk who are very familiar, you know, that's the only weapon they've ever seen are AKs. and you're going to leave a bunch of weapons with a bunch and give it to rebels and terrorists and everything else. You're not going to hand them our latest and greatest battle rifles. You're going to hand them something that they're used to seeing and that the public is used to seeing them with. I mean, I remember looking at a photo a while back, and I was shocked to see this terrorist holding an M16. That's what caught my eye in the picture. He was holding an M16, not an AK-47.
Yeah, well, I mean, the M4's M16 platform is spreading. I mean, it's been out there since the 50s, so, I mean, the prevalence of it is being out there. It has spread. And there are variants, you know, the certain bullpup configurations that the British use and other people use. But it isn't the AK. Sometimes it just makes me wonder why they go with that. But I know they're cheap. They can buy a bunch of them because of their price point.
And there are parts all over the world for them, except dragging off barrels in the United States.
Right. All right.
There's a little joke here between us.
Did you get a package from California yet?
No.
Okay, I'll check into that.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Let me let you go before I run out of time. You stay safe. Coming up very shortly on the horizon is going to be a Gun Owners of America Ares Armor joint giveaway. What Ares Armor is going to do is they're going to, with Gun Owners of America, give away a completed upper, a 80% lower, and the fire control kit that would go into the 80% lower once you have bore it out. And then you have a totally legal, untraceable, unserialized weapon. Gun Owners of America does not sticking something up in the air at the ATF, and this is one way of showing that. And that's coming up very soon. I was in on the conference call between Larry Pratt and Dimitri Karras yesterday. I was the one that made it happen. And they're going to give away the entire kit. The only thing you're going to need to purchase is the buttstock. Everything else will be in this kit. The uppers that Ares Armor puts together are works of art. Absolutely. The only thing they don't have are sights or optics. So essentially, you'll have the capability, if you partake in this giveaway or raffle or whatever it turns out to be, I'm not really sure what the end product is going to be. This will be a unique giveaway, trust me. Nobody else is going to be doing this. And that is a wrap. And yes, we will do it live tomorrow in 21 hours from now. But between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.